We find in Matthew chapter 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousnesses, and all these other things will be added to you. In Colossians 1 and 18, we read that the Lord Jesus Christ is to have first place. He is to have the preeminence. Now, stop and think for just a moment. In this hustle and bustle as you're getting ready for Christmas, what's really important? What is really, is the most important thing that you get those Christmas cards out? Or that you answer that child's question that comes to you when you're so busy and you turn him off and run him away? Is it important that you get the tree trimmed perfectly? Or that you spend time reading the Bible or the Bible storybook to the boys and girls that God has entrusted to your care? In view of eternity, what is really important? Paul said all things are lawful, but not everything is necessary. Let's go beyond the Christmas season. Driving yourself on the job. Oh, you see, you gotta make a living. A fellow's gotta eat. But I'm afraid that for many of us it goes beyond just existence. It's more money, a bigger house, another car, all of the things that make up our 20th century American style of life. The most important thing in the family, after your relationship to God, is your relationship with your children and with husband and wife. I remember when our children were smaller, we always maintained as a high priority item, family night. It was something we found necessary to cement our family together. Oftentimes it was just pure fun. Other times it was an outing. Of course it varied as the children grew older. Many, many times it was centered around spiritual things. But it was a thing that our children, now all grown and married, still look back upon as one of the key parts of our family and home life. You are to bring the children up, Ephesians 6 and 4 says, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But Mr. W.E. Vine, a Greek scholar, renders that verse in a very acceptable way. And he says, bring them up in the Christian discipline that regulates character. You mechanics know what a regulator is on a car and how it controls the input of electricity. And when we bring our children up with Christian discipline or training or instruction, it will regulate their characters. That's not to say they'll never make a mistake or go wrong. But this regulator keeps them under control. I remember a fellow telling my son a number of years ago when he was a teenager, I wish my son had the same interest in the things of God that you do. But as I reflect upon that, that man's son had the same interest in the things that his dad had an interest in. Priorities. Moms and dads, what are your priorities for your children? The third word we want to look at today, and this word is balance. This one thing I do, Paul said. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Things are to be done decently and in order. It's easy to get off balance. It's easy to become an extremist, even in spiritual things. Every family devotion, even it, must be in balance. We hope to share more with you on family devotions, the family altar, the time when mom and dad with the boys and girls, or if the home is just mom and dad, the two of them, when they get together and have a time of spiritual intercession with God, him speaking to them through the word and they speaking to him in prayer. The family altar, the family devotion around the table should be an item of priority, but it must be kept in balance. If your children are all little ones, you certainly don't expect them to sit there for 30 minutes while you just read the Bible. Balance is essential. And the need for daily teaching basic discipline to our children needs to be kept in balance. God holds us accountable for the discipling, for the discipline, for the training of our children. Bring them up in the Christian discipline that regulates character. And then let's notice the fourth word as time is quickly running by. And I would just mention to you that we are currently conducting a series on the Christian home out at the Gospel Chapel on Sonya Drive. We're located at I-40 West and Old Hickory Boulevard. That's in the vicinity of the Bellevue area, in case you wonder where that is. And we are emphasizing currently in our morning services the value of the Christian home. And these four words, in case you tuned in late, it's relationship, first with God, and then with your family. It's priorities, putting first things first, mom and dad and family, before God, establishing these priorities. And then balance, not going off on a tangent, not being an extremist. And then that fourth word is consistency. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The early church steadfastly persevered, devoting themselves constantly to the Word of God, to prayer, to fellowship, and to the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread. And we need consistency in my relationship to God, in my living before my family, in my training and the discipline of the children, in my relationship with each child. Friend, I want to ask you today, are these four words characteristic of your home? You know, we'd like to say more, but you'll have to be with us at the Gospel Chapel if you want to go further into these things. I remember reading a little illustration about a label on a patent medicine bottle. And it said, for best results, follow the instructions of the maker. And for best results in raising your boys and girls, for the best results in having a home and a family that glorifies God, follow the instructions of the maker. And you find those instructions in the Bible, the Word of God. Again, we invite you to visit with us during the holiday season, where Christians know and love the Lord Jesus, meeting His name, and where there are no strangers, but some friends you haven't met. So if we can be of any help to you spiritually, on the home, or any matter, give us a call. We're your servants for Christ's sake, and may the Lord richly bless you today for His name's sake. Amen.